I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1261, The Unpardonable Sin. People can really get worked up on this one. I've had people tell me they know that they've committed it. They can't be forgiven. It's all over for them. They're on their way to hell. Do not pass go, and do not collect eternal forgiveness. But what is the unpardonable sin? Is it some sexual misconduct? Is it cussing at God in anger? Is it telling God you hate him? Is it murder? Is it forsaking your family? Is it being Adolf Hitler-like? What is it? Today, let's talk about the unpardonable sin. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because the two greatest commandments are to love the God who loves us first with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. It's hard to love if you don't believe God still loves you first. When we come to the concept of the unpardonable sin, it's in a couple different verses. One is Mark 3:29, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. That sounds serious. Or Luke 12:10, and everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. All right, let's look at it. In Mark's gospel, the setting is the arrival in Galilee of experts in the Jewish law from Jerusalem who were investigating Jesus' work of exorcism, the expelling of demons from demon-possessed sufferers. And their bizarre conclusion was that Jesus himself had an impure spirit, and he was under the control of Beelzebul, the prince of demons. They were so perverted and hardened in their spiritual outlook that they only saw darkness where there was light and evil where there was good. And that's why he talks about the unpardonable sin. In Luke's text, he says, to deny on earth that one belongs to Jesus, the Son of Man, has eternal consequences before the heavenly tribunal. All right, let me put the cookies on the bottom shelf. What is the unpardonable sin? Did Peter commit it when he denied Jesus three times? Certainly not. Okay, did Simon the sorcerer commit it in Acts 8 when Peter said, may your money perish with you? We don't know. What about Paul? Did Paul commit the unpardonable sin? After all, he worked to arrest Christians and have them killed. But he's the Apostle Paul, for Pete's sake. Let's let Murray Harris land the plane for us today. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is unforgivable, not because God is unwilling to forgive, but because the repentance that is necessary for God's forgiveness is absent. The heart has become so hardened that no need for repentance is recognized, and so no request for forgiveness is offered. Strangely, to have a fear that you've committed the unpardonable sin is evidence that you have not done so. For those who are unaware of their sin or unconcerned about it are the ones to worry about. Here's the great question. Have you ever wondered if you've committed the unpardonable sin? How'd you work through that? Let's pray. Loving and gracious God, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the boundless mercy and forgiveness that you offer. Thank you for the reassurance that no sin is beyond your forgiveness when we humbly seek your pardon. In moments of doubt and fear, remind us that your love knows no limits and your grace is all-encompassing. Help us to understand the idea of an unpardonable sin is not a barrier between us and your love. Instead, it's a reminder of the immense power of your forgiveness. Grant us the courage to approach you with open hearts, knowing that our mistakes and our transgressions can be washed away through your unfailing compassion. May we find solace in the knowledge that your love is greater than any sin we might commit. Guide us to be compassionate and forgiving toward others, as you've been toward us. May we always find comfort in your embrace, knowing that no matter what our past, we can always turn to you for forgiveness and redemption. In your name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1262. And in the meantime, there are people today who believe the lie that God can't or won't forgive them. When they're doubting and fearful and sad, the most loving thing you can do is to assure them that they have not committed the unpardonable sin.